Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. An oil spill in a creek in northeastern Kansas shut down a major pipeline that carries oil from Canada to the Texas Gulf Coast, briefly causing oil prices to rise Thursday. Canada-based TC Energy says it shut down its Keystone system Wednesday night following a drop in pipeline pressure. It said oil spilled into a creek in Washington County, Kansas, about 150 miles northwest of Kansas City. And the Garden City Police rounded up cowboys and cowgirls Wednesday evening. J.P. Bizet has more.
The reason was to recover cattle after a semi-trailer overturned. Witnesses say the semi turned onto the northbound ramp from U.S. Highway 50, and the cattle trailer turned over and tipped the semi over with it, and numerous cows escaped. The driver of the truck was taken to St. Catherine Hospital in Garden City for minor injuries. Traffic around the rollover was diverted for 6 hours.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree, to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you kindly read your credit card number and expiration.
Smooth-talking criminals, convincing the elderly to discuss private information. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the...
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Laura Kelly invites job seekers and employers to participate in the last statewide virtual job fair that's being offered in 2022. This virtual fair, hosted by Kansas Works, will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, December 14th. The virtual statewide job fair portal features a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in, and registration is required in order to participate in the event, regardless of your previous participation. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the statewide virtual job fairs have been very successful in helping Kansans find new career paths, and with companies hiring throughout the state, there are jobs available for anyone that's looking. The Kansas Works centers are ready and willing to help. Workforce development teams provide assistance with the job search process, creating effective resumes, job training, job placement, and more. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview on the spot. Candidates can participate by any digital device, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center prior to the event. You can visit kansasworks.com and click on the link to register for the December 14th virtual job fair. According to an official from the Kansas Department of Commerce, the agency has allotted $1.5 million in 2023 to help communities around the state restore aging downtown areas. Linda Huntsinker, a specialist with the Department of Commerce's Community Development Block Grants Program, said that the funds will take aim at blight in Kansas communities. She said the goal is to strategically invest grant funds to prevent the spread of blighted conditions to structures, as they want communities to improve downtown buildings so that those buildings will continue to thrive in the communities and residents will have a nice, beautiful downtown. These awards are limited to communities based on their size. Some local governments and larger communities are not eligible for commercial rehabilitation grants, but they may be eligible for other programs through the Kansas Department of Commerce. The Kansas Department of Commerce provides grants through its commercial rehabilitation program, where private property owners can apply for up to $250,000 to rehabilitate blighted buildings through their local government. Improvements are limited to the exterior portions of the building, asbestos abatement, lead-based paint evaluation and reduction, and correcting code violations. If a community is looking to make improvements to a historic building, it must be approved by the Kansas Historical Society. For more information on the program, including eligibility, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has partnered with the public charity of the National Rockefeller Foundation in providing a second round of free at-home COVID-19 tests to households in every Kansas community. Households across the Sunflower State can visit accesscovidtest.org to place an order for an additional 5 at-home COVID-19 test kits, which Amazon will deliver directly to homes. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said in a news release that testing before gatherings is one way to prevent spreading COVID-19 to family and friends, and frequent testing is especially important for those with more exposure outside of the home, such as kids in school or people who spend time in a group setting. By visiting accesscovidtest.org, Kansans will be able to enter their zip code to order the free rapid at-home COVID-19 test kits. Anyone needing more support in ordering COVID-19 test kits can call 866-534-3463. And if you need additional testing, you can visit knowbeforeyougoks.com to find a free testing site in your community. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
On Monday, nearly 400 Farm Bureau members of Kansas wrapped up business for their farm organization during Kansas Farm Bureau's 104th annual meeting. The policies adopted will now become the organization's roadmap for the 2023 legislative session, and topics of discussion included water, medical marijuana, and energy production. Wilson County farmer Joe Newland was elected president, and others elected to the board of directors included George Pretz of Miami County, Steve McLeod of Harvey County, Doug Zillinger of Phillips County, Joe Jury of Gray County, and Craig Cooper of Sheridan County. Outgoing Kansas Farm Bureau President Rich Feltz was honored at Sunday's banquet that included remarks from Senator Jerry Moran. Other activities included a host of agriculture-related workshops and speakers, and Senator Roger Marshall and Representative Tracy Mann spoke during a policy update, which also included briefings from Kansas Farm Bureau staff on issues important to agriculture, and County Farm Bureau and volunteers were recognized for their 2022 achievements. Nearly $5,600 was raised through a silent auction sponsored by the Women's Leadership Committee for the End Hunger campaign. The Kansas Farm Bureau Foundation's fundraiser, Let the Good Times Roll, raised more than $25,000, which also benefited the End Hunger campaign. Students in Graham County School District were out on Thursday due to illness in the predicted winter storm that was impacting parts of northwest Kansas, and the district also called off school for Friday due to widespread illness. Friday's cancellation comes with postponed sporting events for Hill City High School. The district said Hill City High School basketball games against Thomas More Prep will be postponed, and the high school isn't sending any wrestlers to a tournament in Ellis. The cancellations in Hill City follow similar actions in the Ashland School District in southwest Kansas. Ashland dismissed classes early on Wednesday and canceled classes Thursday due to a high number of student and staff absences attributed to illness. The Norton County Hospital wants to inform the public of their upcoming closings for the holiday season. The Norton Medical Clinic and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will be closed on Monday, December 26th in observance of Christmas and Monday, January 2nd in observance of New Year's Day. There will be no Saturday clinics at the Norton Medical Clinic on December 24th and December 31st. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly. And patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's emergency department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always in emergency situations, please call 911. The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic wish everyone a safe and healthy holiday. And for more information on the hospital, you can visit their website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. The Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team hosted Thunder Ridge on December 8th, and Coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys had a big win over the Thunder Ridge Longhorns with a score of 38-28. Coach said the Huskies played great defense and hustled after loose balls and rebounds the whole game. Tate Talheim had the hot hand on offense, and his teammates did a good job of getting him the ball for open shots. Tate finished the game with 24 points, including 5 3-pointers, and the Northern Valley A team's record is now 4-2. The Northern Valley B team lost to the Longhorns 11-31, with Lucas Hansen and Griffin McKinney each playing one quarter and leading the Huskies in scoring with 5 and 4 points. The Huskies will travel to Rexford next Thursday to battle the Golden Plains Bulldogs. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't your money work hard for you? It can at Solutions North Bank. For a limited time only, Solutions North Bank is offering a 15-month CD special. With a minimum deposit of $1,000, earn 3.38% APY on the first 15 months. Some restrictions apply. Come into Solutions North Bank today and get your money working for you. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/thegood.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Climate change is an issue, and the next farm bill is already causing temperatures to rise in the nation's capital. Here's former USDA Deputy Secretary Chuck Connor on a recent Farm Foundation forum.
I believe that this farm bill that we're debating in 2023 will need to be able to carry a label as the most climate-friendly bill that we have ever passed in the Congress in terms of agriculture.
But not the way incoming House Ag Chairman G.T. Thompson sees it.
We don't need a climate change title in the Farm Bill. And I'll be honest with you, what we need to do is give credit to the American ranchers, farmers, foresters for what they do. You know, for too long, there's been a bullseye right on the back of all these families that work so hard to provide us food and fiber that says climate criminal.
But if there's anything farm leaders can agree on, it's conservation incentives and not dictates. Former Farm Service Agency Chief Jonathan Kappas.
Let the innovators compete. Let them go after it and do what they want. It's not one size fits all. It gives them a shot to do it. We're not going to sort of shoehorn a climate change set of policies across the entire space. What we're talking about is really the option at the farm level. And if you want to go chase a climate market, here's a backstop to help you do so.
The Inflation Reduction Act has some $16 billion for conservation programs like EQIP, CSP, and RCCP. But Kappas says it's not free money.
This would require eliminating some of the spending from the Inflation Reduction Act as an offset because we increase spending somewhere else.
However, he admits the final decision is up to the Congressional Budget Office, while Connor predicts a heavy lift for the next farm bill, even without the climate debate. The weekly export sales report from USDA's Foreign Ag Service was considered disappointing for wheat, with just 190,000 metric tons sold last week. Corn was middle of the road at 692,000 tons, while soybeans exceeded trader expectations at 1.72 million. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story, because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. With one low pressure system out of the way, another one will be developing in the southern plains today, moving across our area overnight. But it looks fair for Kansas for today. We have that persistent stationary front that's been over the southern plains for most of the week, and it's still there. Low pressure wave will be getting together in southeast Colorado early today. Drifting down along that front into northern Texas, there's enough moist air for another round of showers coming across parts of our state. Showers will be possible tonight and into early Saturday for parts of Kansas. Following that, high pressure in the central Rockies will be expanding into the central plains. That'll begin to clear things out by Saturday afternoon. Sunshine coming back to eastern Kansas. Things look fair for the western parts of our state. On the map, high pressure has moved into western Kansas. With that stationary front off to the south, we have moist air in the southern plains and that low developing over southeast Colorado. That system will edge into northern Texas during the midday. We'll get a quick round of rain moving through eastern Kansas for late this afternoon and overnight, dry for the west. Precipitation will be ending by noon Saturday, followed by some sunshine. Should be sunny in the western counties most of Saturday, and then sunshine statewide on Sunday. Our daytime highs will stay in the 50s. Showers could return by Monday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the low 50s with upper teens and low 20s overnight. North central, mid-40s today, and tonight we're in the low to mid-20s. Mid-40s northeast, upper 20s and low 30s for the overnight hours. Low 50s southwest, and tonight we're in the low to mid-20s. Around 50 this afternoon in the south-central counties, mid-30s for the overnight hours. Low to mid-50s southeast, and we're in the upper 30s to low 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
As a farmer, growing your business is more than just a 9-to-5. It's your life's work. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system goes all in to help you stay on top. Backed by decades of innovation, offering the latest trait technology and triple herbicide tolerance, plus more weed species controlled than any other soybean system. Because you mean business, and so do we. Learn more at systemofchoice.com. Claim based on approved EPA herbicide labels as of January 2021. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 13802. October down 97, 14325. August feeders down 240, 17887. And September down 297 at 18267. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.